I hope to offer you some amazing guidance. 312-981-7200. If you want to speak to a Nobel Peace Prize, there I said it, okay, nominee. This is amazing. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I know this guy. And I received a message, Ricardo, from you just one day, a direct message on Facebook saying, by the way, I'm nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. This is Ricardo Torreblanca Zavalaga. Hope I said that right, of the CORE Foundation. I think I say congratulations, huge. Congratulations, Ricardo. That's amazing. How does one get nominated for a Nobel Prize? You don't just walk out your door one day and it happens. Does someone knock at your door? Do you get an email? Is it like Ed McMahon? You don't even know who he is, probably, because you're probably too young, who knocked on everyone's door. Dick Clark, I think, did that and said, you're a millionaire now, or whatever they said. How does it work?
Well, thank you for having me here and giving me time to talk about the things that I did in Peru and that I'm still doing in the country of Peru and also with Canada. The thing is that I received a call from the president of the Congress of the country of Peru, and he told me that he nominated me for the Nobel Peace Prize. And then I also received calls from the three different universities that also from the presidents of these universities letting me know that I was nominated. So it was a surprise for me because what I do is to create a change. I didn't know they were going to nominate me. It was a surprise.
Well, I guess we should back up a little bit. So what do you do? I know it has to do with a foundation called the CORE Foundation, an organization that helps reach sustainable goals. What does that mean?
Well, CORE Foundation is a foundation that I started. And it works on six pillars. That is education, science, high-impact projects, technology, innovation, and commerce. And what we do is we connect the universities from Peru, and now we're expanding to Brazil. And we connect them to universities here in the United States and also in Canada. And we create high-impact projects or apply science that help them develop economically. And this science is related to energy, environment, food security. And all these data is the government in Peru uses these data for them to, you know, have more make more informed decisions based on for their community. So and based on that work, we tackle one of the big problems that Peru has, that is illegal mining. Illegal mining, what it does is send gold, like about two tons of gold, 2 billion dollars in gold and U.S. dollars go outside from Peru, and that gold is financed by narco traffic and terrorism, and by us creating this. Areas of the economic development, what we're doing is stopping and lowering that funding to get out of the country of Peru, and that's very important because that money finance narco traffic and finance terrorism around the world.
Well, right. So when you think Ricardo of or when I think anyway, probably not you, but when I think of the Nobel Peace Prize, I'm thinking of a war that's going on somewhere in the world, and there he is, Ricardo, jumping in the middle, in the country, saying, stop, guys! This side, that side, I'm going to make peace! And the Nobel Peace Prize, I've come to learn through you, isn't necessarily about that. It can be something different. And it's not only what you describe that'll hopefully change what's going on with drug trafficking in Peru and other countries in South America. Broader picture is, if you take a look at our world, you take Africa, you take South America and Central America, and take, for the moment, South and Central America. It's in some ways, a completely different world. They call us a developed nation. I hate that term because it makes us seem smarter, but because I don't think we are. But we certainly economically are in a very different place than nearly every country in Central and South America. And therefore, the people who live there are at a very different place as well. So is your goal in part to somehow change all that?
Right. The work that that I'm doing is, and the why was nominated was in four. They call it, one is for lowering poverty. The other one is to bettering the environment. I unite countries because I'm working with the country of Canada and United States. And the other one is to create Peace Congress. And that's what we are doing in Canada. We started on 2019.
All right. I want to hear what this Peace Congress is all about. We will. And if you have any questions for a Nobel Peace Prize nominee, we're going to find out when he is going to hear that he's won the prize. If he wins the prize, what does he win? Is it a gold medal? I don't know. I think it's a lot of money, too. If he doesn't win, what does that mean? We'll find all of this out. I know you're at the edge of your seats waiting to find out right here on WGN. He's making the world a better place. That's the idea anyway. Ricardo Torreblanca Zavalaga. That's a name you ought to remember if I even came close to pronouncing that right. Ricardo, welcome back to
WGN. Yeah, you pronounced it right.
I did? Really?
Yes.
See,
did, yeah.
This is why he's nominated. He says nice things just to say nice things. And the question is, well, can everybody do that? And, whoa, I lost Ricardo. I don't know how, because I had him locked in. That's not supposed to happen. But I'll take you anyway, Griffin. You're on WGN. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I had a question for Ricardo, but I'm sure you could answer it as well.
I can. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know what? I'm beginning. It's funny you said that, Griffin, because I'm beginning a segment in about an hour. We'll do it, actually. It's called Ask Steve Anything. So you will be the first person right now to do that.
All right. Let's do it.
Go for it.
All right. Well, regarding Ricardo, I was wondering, what exactly, like, I understand there was a bunch of stuff that he felt that he had to change, and I applaud that, definitely. But I was wondering, because a lot of people...
Oh, shoot.
Hello?
I think I just hung up on the other guy. The calls aren't... This happens. I know. It's crazy. So, Ricardo, well, I think the question might be this, as I managed to... I'm not going to win any award for this.
All right.
But here's the question. He wants to know, how does one get to a place where you can shoot to be a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
You know what? When I was doing this work, I wasn't hoping to win anything. I was just doing it because, I know it sounds corny, but it does. I was just doing it because I wanted to see a change in my country. And the thing is with Peru is that Latin America, we have billions of dollars. Even though we brought $15 million, $15 million here to Indiana University, to Purdue University, we helped to create 170 jobs for Purdue, and that is for scientists. With that, they train the new scientists in Peru, and each scientist have 5 students. So we train about 1,000 new scientists in Peru, and we created jobs here also.
So Ricardo, I want to understand this. So a part of what you're talking about is that at Purdue University, scientists are being trained to I don't quite understand to study things in Peru.
actually, what we did is we brought the university from the south of Peru. It's called San Agustin, and we brought them together. We brought Purdue to talk to them and to create new science related to energy, environment, food security, and water solutions. And what the scientists from Purdue did is create projects that helped them map the whole state of where they are in Peru, and create this applied science. And with that data, the government is making decisions that help the community develop economically. And that's the part where we come in again, because what we do is we connect them with the companies here in the United States and also with Canada. And that's basically the work that we're doing as a connector and to create jobs, not only in Peru, but also here. And that's jobs that is about $80,000 jobs for scientists.
Are these scientists from Peru? Is that it?
From United States, here from Indiana.
Okay. I don't quite get the link. I think it would help if you told your story. So where are you from?
I'm from the country of Peru.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I lived in Peru till I was 16. Mm-hmm. Then I came here to the United States because we had terrorism in Peru, and one time they put a bomb close to my house. Mm. And for that reason, my parents decided to, we were residents at that time. So they decided to move here to the United States so that we can have a more secure upbringing.
You were residents of the United States at that time?
Yes, because we were coming and going. I got the residency when I was 12, when I was 12 years old. So I was coming and going, from here. And my parents were here, so we decided to move completely when I was 16.
But your goal was always then to help Peru and other countries in South America?
Yes. No, not always. I mean, I was... That happened in 2009. We traveled back to Peru with my sister, and we saw all these problems that are happening. And I remember that we didn't decide to have a plan of how we're going to be helping all these people. And I remember sitting with you in 2016, and we talked about the problem with the alpacas. That 130,000 mm-hmm. alpacas died because of the cold weather. And
yes.
What we found out was it wasn't not only the weather; it was the parasites in the alpacas. It was the bad infrastructure. It was the water problems. It was so many problems that we were just thinking to bring veterinaries back to Peru so they can fix the problem with the alpacas. But even though if we vaccinate the alpacas, we give them the antiparasitical, I think is what it's called.
Yes.
It will not solve the problem. And because the problem was much bigger. So that's why we decided to get in contact with the University of Purdue, because I live in West Lafayette, Indiana. And to bring more the whole university, so not only veterinary, but agriculture, engineering, what is also psychology, and all this, the whole university in all the departments together to bring solutions to these states, and everything was financed by the country of Peru. That's what I was saying, that with this funding that we are bringing here to the United States, We are creating jobs here, but not only creating jobs here, because we also help develop the human capacity in Peru so they can create more jobs based on the work that the applied science that is being created and develop economically.
So do you think that, do you think, Ricardo, this could be a model that could be used for other countries all over the world where these countries work with one another, and it is a win for, in this case, the United States, because jobs are being developed. It's a win for Peru because problems are being solved in Peru, plus jobs are being developed there as well. But it was all financed at the very beginning by Peru. Not all countries can afford that.
You'll be surprised. I've been talking with a lot of ministers from Ecuador, from Colombia, from Chile, from Brazil, and we're going to be developing to Brazil this year. And wow. They do have funding, and for applied science. But the thing is that they just don't. For some reason, the connection, you know, you might think that the connection between countries is good, but it's not. And usually what we know for, if we're going to be helping a country, what we do is America or United States, we send money to these countries, and these countries are still poor. And that was part of the problem that that we saw. And I did part of from 2009 to 2016. I studied different organizations and foundations, and I noticed that the problem is that we are just giving money, and we also have to think that there is corruption in Latin America, and not everyone is nice, and they just spend the money in something else. Or sometimes, like USAID, and that's an example that I give to the senator here, Todd Young, from Indiana. I give him the example that the funding we, United States, give to USAID about $80 million annually, okay? And that's for over 20 years. And that's over $1 billion. Do you imagine how much, and I asked, you know, the senator, so how many jobs have you created with that $1 billion that you already spent in Peru? Have mm-hmm. you created any jobs here in the United States? And he said, well, no, but he told me the story, how everything was created, you know, the USAID. That is great. But I think that the funding for USAID should be going to the universities, in land grant universities like UIC, like Illinois, and different universities from our United States, and they can, with that funding, match the funding that is coming from these countries from Peru. Just to give one example,
Ricardo, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Wow, I mean that's just incredible. 38. And nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, which is what? What do you get? Do you get a certificate you put on the wall? Do you get, you get a prize, I believe, and it's probably more valuable than the prize. The only prize I've ever gotten is from a box of Lucky Charms. So I bet it's, so what is the prize?
It is a diploma. It's a medal. It's made of gold. And $1 million.
What?
$1 million.
I take it that's for the CORE Foundation and not for your own bank account?
They give it to whoever was nominated. And I was nominated, so they give it to me.
Wow.
But of course, I'm going to be spending it on that, just to keep going to the thing that I'm doing, because I'm basically just financing myself. Because in all this time, government here in the United States were not focused on environment, so and those type of things,
yep.
And so it was basically just financed by
by me and my family.
When do you find out, Ricardo, when do you find out when you win this thing? Or if you win this thing? I liked it the way I said it the first time, though.
In October, they tell.
Will you let me know first?
Yes.
All
I'm
right.
going to call you then. I will call you at 3 in the morning.
I don't mind that.
Let you know.
I don't mind that. You probably have my phone number. If not, I can give it to you.
Oh, I do. All right.
The best of luck to you, Ricardo. I'm very proud of you, and I'm proud to know you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Steve.